Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond on this sort of rainy Memorial Day, but hope you're planning a good day regardless. You might have to move the barbecue under a shelter somewhere. But regardless, we always, you know, think of this as a sort of the beginning of summer and our national holiday, and sometimes we kind of forget what the whole purpose of that day was. And we're going to talk a little bit about Memorial Day history. But before that, I wanted to say thank you to Alma Tallman for passing on to me this information, which I think she had received from someone else. And I'm going to give it to you just like she sent it to me and then make some comments on that. While visiting some cemeteries, you may notice that headstones marking certain graves have coins on them left by previous visitors to the grave. These coins have distinct meanings when left on the headstones of those who gave their lives while serving in America's military, and these meanings vary depending on the denomination of the coin. A coin left on a headstone or at a gravesite is meant as a message to the deceased soldier's family that someone else has visited the grave to pay respect. Leaving a penny at the grave means simply that you visited. A nickel indicates that you and the deceased trained at boot camp together, while a dime means you served with him or her in some capacity. By leaving a quarter at the grave, you are telling the family that you were with the soldier when he or she was killed. According to a tradition, and we're going to talk more about tradition, the money left at graves in national cemeteries and state veterans cemeteries is eventually collected, and the funds are put toward maintaining the cemetery or paying burial costs for indigent veterans. In the U.S., this practice became common during the Vietnam War due to the political divide in the country over the war. Leaving a coin was seen as a more practical way to communicate that you had visited the grave than contacting the soldier's family, which could dissolve into an uncomfortable argument over politics relating to the war. Some Vietnam veterans would leave coins as a down payment to buy their fallen comrades a beer or play a hand of cards when they would actually and finally be reunited. The tradition of leaving coins on headstones of military men and women can be traced back, as you might guess, a long time ago. And that is the end of what was sent to me. So then I kind of looked at some more information related to that, and it also reminded me of a visit that my sister and I made to cemeteries in Boston. And our guide, the person who was showing people around there, talked about leaving pebbles or coins on headstones. Well, the earliest known coins date to the late 7th century BC. As societies began embracing monetary systems, coins began being left in the graves of citizens merely as yet another way to equip them for their afterlife. Mythologies within certain cultures added specific purpose for coins being left with the dead. In Greek mythology, the ferryman of Hades required payment for his services. So a coin was therefore placed in the mouth of the dear departed to ensure he would ferry the deceased across the rivers and into the world of the dead, rather than leaving this person wandering the shore for 100 years. In England and in the U.S., pennies were routinely placed on the closed eyes of the dead. Yet the purpose of that practice was not clear. Some said it was to keep the eyes of the corpse from flying open, but we know that that would not have happened. In more modern days, as we just recently remarked on, they're sometimes discovered by grave markers by the plaques resting atop the sod or tombstones erected at the head of the burial plot. And as we said, these small tokens, whether they're pebbles or coins, are left by visitors for no greater purpose than to indicate that someone has visited that particular grave. It has long been a tradition among Jews to leave a small stone or pebble atop a headstone just to show that someone who cared stopped by. And it might have been a family member or just a friend, someone who said, I want to show that I was here. Sometimes these small remembrances convey meaning specific to the person buried in that plot. For more than 20 years, every month, someone has been leaving one Campbell's tomato soup can and a pocket full of change on the plain black granite tombstone that marks the grave of Andy Warhol. Well, if you're familiar with art, you know that the soup can was Warhol's iconic symbol that he used in a number of paintings and one of his most well-known paintings. So that's understood that the soup can would be left, but the pocketful or handful of change remains a bit of a mystery. In similar vein, visitors often leave pebbles, coins, and maple leaf pins at the grave of Canadian Prime Minister Lester B. Pearson. And he was the man who replaced Canada's red ensign with the maple leaf flag. So, according to this information, second set of information, it agrees with the fact that this newer practice, or what we say is a newer practice, about the time at the end of the Vietnam War. And the person who reviewed this said, well, maybe that really happens, or maybe it's just what we would like to happen. So we don't really have real evidence. As usual, in many of the traditions that we adopt, we really do not have real evidence of what is the true meaning, the true history, and that's okay. I think it's, in my thought, the best part of it is what you think, if you want to leave a coin or a pebble or some other memento. And, of course, Memorial Day is a federal holiday. And I was having a discussion with someone in the last couple of days and saying, okay, when did Memorial Day start? And I've talked about this a number of times ago. I believe it was the Civil War. That's what my memory says. And that's right. When it began, it was called Decoration Day and originated after the American Civil War to commemorate the Union and Confederate soldiers who died in the war. And of course, we've moved on to using that as a way to recognize all of those who have fallen, and including those who have not been in the service, just family members. We also remember those and decorate graves on Memorial Day. And hopefully we also say thank you to all those who are living who have served the country in some way. Now, you might think that, all of a sudden we just had this day proclaimed as Decoration Day or Memorial Day. But of course, like many traditions, it has quite a long history in terms of when did it really happen. Now, one piece of history says, and I had not remembered this, that the first widely publicized observance of a Memorial Day type observance after the Civil War was in Charleston, South Carolina on May 1st in 1865. And during the war, Union soldiers who were prisoners of war had been held at the Charleston Racecourse. At least 257 Union prisoners died there and were hastily buried in unmarked graves. So together with teachers and missionaries, black residents of Charleston organized a May Day ceremony, which was covered by the New York Tribune and other national papers. The freedmen cleaned up and landscaped the burial ground, building an enclosure and an arch labeled Martyrs of the Race Course. Nearly 10,000 people, mostly freedmen, gathered on May 1st to commemorate the war dead. Involved were about 3,000 school children newly enrolled in the freed black schools, mutual aid societies, union troops, black ministers, and white northern missionaries. Most brought flowers to lay on the burial field. So today the site is used as Hampton Park, but years later the celebration would be called the First Decoration Day in the North. Now, previous to that, actually, there were Decoration Days and Memorial Days in the South at various places, and those were often the widows of those Confederate soldiers who had died, who placed flowers or other memorials at those grave sites. So when you start going back in history, there are a number of stories. Some are based by facts. Some are based on traditions that have grown up, and we may not know why they really happened. But whatever, the really important part, of course, is the reason for this day. So let's all remember and say thank you to all those who have served. So until next time, thank you to all.